Let's, Be'ezus Hashem, Eli Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moriah Rav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Kuf Yud. We are on the very last line, the very last word, excuse me, of Kuf Tesam Beis. Hahu. So basically the Gemara is going to be telling a story. We're talking about how do you have a refuah for snake bites. And I'm going to warn everybody that the content of today's daf is, parts of it are a little graphic. So you got to be aware of this. I always tell, you know, I'm used to teaching kids, I'm teaching high school boys. I always tell them that this is Torah HaKadosha, so we have to always treat everything, obviously, with Kedusha. But the younger among us in this year, we have some young high school boys on this year. They should just be aware of the fact that the Torah HaKadosha talks about sometimes topics that are a little bit, we wouldn't normally talk about in regular discussions, but it's Hashem's Torah, it's holy, and we have to learn it because it's Torah Hivalum Adonu Tzrichim. Says the Gemara, Hahu Bar Kasha de Pumbedisa. There was a certain officer from Pumbedisa, the Tarke Chivye, who was bitten by a snake. Havitlesar Chamare Chivarta de Pumbedisa. We said before that one of the ways you get healed is using donkeys. So the Gemara says there were 13 white donkeys in Pumbedisa. Karina Lukulu, they ripped all of them open. Vishtaku Trefa, they were all found to be Trefas, and therefore they couldn't use them. Havachada Bahugisa de Pumbedisa. There was one donkey on the other side of Pumbedisa. Ada Azle Maisila. By the time they went and brought it, they were trying to go find it to heal the snake bite. Achle Arye, a lion had eaten the last donkey in Pumbedisa, says the Gemara. Amaluhu Abaye. So Abaye said to the people about this case, Dilma Chivya Derabanan Tarke. This guy, by the fact the way this story went down, it seems that this guy wasn't just bitten by a snake. This guy was bitten by the snake of the rabbis. What do you mean the snake of the Chachamim? De Lesle Asusa, for that there is no cure. Dichsiv uporitz geder yishchenu nachash. Pasuk says in Mishle, poritz geder yishchenu nachash. Someone who breaks through the fence of the chachamim, so you're going to get bitten by a snake. What's the pshat? So clearly, Tosus writes over here in Dira Maschil Chivya, the top Tosus. What do you mean? How do you know that this guy died because he violated Din Derabanan? The Gemara is going to say in a minute he died because he violated Din Derabanan. Tosas asks, how does the Gemara know that? What do you mean? How did he know that? No, because it was so close, and he almost had it. He had this donkey, that donkey, every donkey. It was so close. He almost had the healing. It seemed clearly from the circumstances that Min HaShamayim, they were like a mamish lion ate the donkey. That's crazy. It never happens. Min HaShamayim, they were preventing the refuah from happening here. So that's how they knew, says Tosis. That's how they knew there was an Issa Derabanan. So let's take a look. And the Gemara says, Amrulay, in Rebbe, you are correct. That's actually what happened to Chinach Nafshe Derav. Because when Rav died, Gaza Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna made a decree. And some say it was really Rabba, not Rav, but so Gaza Ritzar Bisna Deleka Delimati Asa Vigid Melabe Hilula Bitavla. That no one should bring Hadasim together with music to a wedding celebration. For a year, like all of Klal Yisrael had to mourn Rav's passing, so they wouldn't allow music. They had a practice of bringing hadasim to a wedding to beautify it. So they would do it hadasim with music. So they wouldn't allow music for a year after Rav's patira. Va'azal iu imte asav igid me lebeilu betavla. This officer in Pumbedisa, he says, I'm not listening to the rabbis. And he went and brought music with the hadasim. Tarke chivyo mis. A snake bit him, and he died. There's Rabbeinu Yonah here who discusses why is it poritz geder yishchenu nachash chazal? When you violate a din doraisa, sometimes you die, sometimes you don't die. Depends how serious it is. But by the rabbanans, every time you violate the Rabbanon, all the Rabbanons, if you violate them, you die? Poritz Geder Yishchenu Nachash. The Pasuk means by Ichayv Misa, by every Rabbanon. That's what it sounds like. There are Gemaras that sound like that. There's a Gemara in the beginning of Brachos that sounds like that as well. For every din Rabbanon Yichayv Misa. What? What does that mean? So Rabbeinu Yonah writes that most Doraisas, when you violate them, you respect, you realize it's a Torah prohibition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forbade it, but you have a big Yetzirah. What are you going to do? You have a big Yetzirah. So it's not that you have a lack of respect for the mitzvah. You have a big Yetzirah, you have a big Taiva. That's one way of violating Averis. You respect the Isser, you know it's Usser, so that doesn't necessarily carry with it a Chiv Misa, because you're not slipping through, you're slipping up. L'mashal, the way we once were Magdirit, right? You're slipping up, you respect, you want to keep all the mitzvahs, you have a big Taiva, so sometimes you violate Treif. Sometimes, you know, maybe not careful what you eat, you violate this. It's because of taivas. But most of the derabbanans, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, most of the derabbanans, what's such a big deal to keep the derabbanans? They're not so, you know, you don't have nibig yetzar. Why you violate derabbanans? It's a mered, it's a rebelliousness. No, the rabbis can't tell me what to do. They're just rabbis. So it's a mered. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, the mered shebo, that apikorsus shebo, mered shebo, that who are the rabbis to tell me what to do? That carries with it a chi of misa, because you're rebelling against the rabbis. Wow, amazing. Okay, let's continue. Haiman de karche chivya. What about a guy who a snake wraps himself around him? What should he do? Linchos lemayelim, go to like a river. Velischof dikula aresha, and slowly invert a basket over the head of the snake. Ulahadke minei. And then slowly push the snake's head away from you. When the snake goes into the basket, chuck the whole thing into the water. And then you get out of there and run for your life. If a person has a snake who's angry with him, if he has somebody else with him, he should jump onto his friend's back for at least 4 amos. Then the snake will lose his scent. Ve'ilo, if he has nobody around with him, lishver nigra, he should jump over a ditch of water so the snake loses his scent. Ve'ilo le'aver nahara, cross a river. Uvelelia, at night, maybe it's even worse at night, so you have to do more than this. Losve lepuria a'arba chavisa, he should put his bed up on 4 barrels, v'nigne be'kochve, sleep under the stars, v'leise abba shunre, and bring 4 cats, v'lesunab abba kari depurye, and he should tie them to the 4 legs of his bed, v'leise shachve, and put twigs around the bed so they'll hear him, v'lishte hasam, d'chishama kali, so that when the cats hear the snake slithering on the twigs, achlile, one of the cats will eat the snake. Haiman deroid abasre. New story. A person is being pursued by snakes. Lirhet bechalsa. He should run in the sand. Apparently, it's harder for the snake to slither in the sand, and he has a better chance, and the snake will turn around. Okay, let's hope that none of us ever have to deal with this. It's one thing to deal with the coronavirus, another thing to deal with snakes. Chaman al-Itzlan. Okay, now we get into the difficult part over here. Now, ever since Chava and the first snake, so snakes have something for women, apparently. So that's what the next little piece of the Gemara is going to talk about. Hi, Issa Dechazi Chivya. If a woman was seen by a snake, Velo Yada Iyoyev Daiti Lave, Ilo Yoyev Daiti Lave, and the woman does not know if the snake wants to have relations with this woman. Apparently, snakes like women since Chava. So the midrashim about the Chava and the snake having had relations. So the woman doesn't know if the snake is intending to have relations with her. So what should she do? A little counterintuitive here. Tishalach mana. Let her throw off her clothing, get undressed. I mean, the Gemara is going to say, no. Maybe that's not the good idea. But she should v'nishadya kamei and chuck all of her clothing in front of the snake. If the snake winds itself around her clothing, then daiti lave. Then its mind is on her. If the snake does not wind itself around her clothing, then it doesn't have a desire to have relations with her. My takanta. Now, what should she do? Okay, very nice. Now she's naked. She threw off her clothes, and she sees that the snake really is interested in her. So what should she do? Says the Gemara. It's bizarre. Tishamish kame. She should have relations with her husband in front of the snake. That will make the snake disgust. That will make her disgusting in the eyes of the snake, according to Rashi. Ikada Amri. Some say, what? That's exactly the opposite is going to happen. Kol shekein detakif leyitzrei. The snake, his desire will be even more aroused. Ella, tishko mimazi umitufrei. She should cut off some of her hair and nails, v'tishdebe, and chuck him at the snake, v'tema, and say the following, dishtina ana. I'm in the middle of having my period. That's wild. Right, Rashi says it's not really that was happening, but it's not like she's talking to the snake, but she should say those words, and that will somehow repel the snake. Hi, this is the Da'al Bechibya. What about a woman who a snake has already entered into the woman, meaning sort of like having marital relations with this woman? Lifsei, so she should spread her legs, v'lisva tati chavisa, and sit on two barrels, v'lesle bisra shmeina. Someone should bring her some fatty meat, v'lishde ha'gomrei, and heat it on the fire, v'lese ha'gana de tachle, and bring a basket of cress. I don't know exactly what that is. It's a type of vegetable or grass, an herb. V'chamra richasana, and sweet-smelling wine. V'los v'hasam, and put those things there, on the ground, under her seat. The sweet-smelling stuff, the wine and the cress, whatever that is. V'litrukinu ba'adei adad, they mix the wine and the herbs together, right? So the smell will go up into her where the snake is. V'linko tzvasa b'yadei, she should hold a pair of tongs. Yeah. Mistama, that's what she has on her. She has a pair of like tweezers or tongs. D'chimirach recha, so that when the snake smells the aroma and jumps out of her, and the meat, and he smells the meat, nafik vasi, the snake comes out of her, v'lishkale v'likle benura, she'll grab the snake with the tongs and chuck it into the fire. D'ilo hadu yilave, d'ilo hadu yilave, because if she doesn't quickly grab the snake when he jumps out, because of the meat and the smelling wine, it'll come right back into her. Whoa. Okay. Fine. Kala ochlin. Yeah, so the Mishnah had said that if it's a regular food, you're allowed to eat it. If people eat it as a regular food, even if your intention is also to have it as a refuah, if it's just a regular food, like chicken soup, Rabbi Eli said, chicken soup, like sucking candies, right? Some people have sucking candies when, people suck sucking candies, stam, not just when you have a sore throat. But you have a sore throat, you're going to suck sucking candies. No, candies, little kids have candies in shul. They used to have in shul all the time. Says the Gemara. So, kala ochlin. So, whenever you see the words in the Mishnah, zeha klal, or all kala ochlin. So, what's it coming to include? Says the Gemara, kala ochlin lasuye mai, lasuye tchol lishinayim. Eating spleen as a cure for the teeth. V'kashinin lebnei me'ayin. And either it's creation, like leeks, or I don't know, the English here says vetch. I don't know exactly what that is, a type of vegetable. Lebnei me'ayim, for your intestines. Says the Gemara, kol ha'mashkin lasuye mai. So what's kol ha'mashkin coming to include? And I said, now what's the chiddush of these foods? So you might have thought, since they have bad side effects, so you might think people don't eat them. Kamash malah, no, people eat them. So you're allowed to have them, even if you're going to get the good side effect. Kol ha'mashkin lasuye.
What's that?
Cough drops. What's that?
Cough cough drops. What would Rebbe consider that?
Right, I was thinking of that. I think the fact that we call them cough drops, no, but some people just stop have them for joy. I think if they're called cough drops, to me it would seem that they have a status of medicine. It's good kasha, good kasha. I don't know, it's good kasha. Kol amashkin lasuyi mate sloughin b'chometz. This comes to include, right, slough. Remember the sixth parak of brachos all about the slough shel orla. Capers. So you soak capers in water together with vinegar. So this healthy people do a drink it, and its major function is a regular drink, but apparently it also relieves toothaches. So you might have thought it was usur kamash v'lana. No, mostly healthy people drink it. I think that's the way that's what the mepharshim seem to say here, Ellie. You have to be magdir whether or not most people have it as the stama regular food, or do most people dafka use it only when they have a sore throat? So I don't know. I would think the ludens. I think most people have it more for the sore throat than stam for just a snack. I mean, that's my libi oimerly. I know we could take a vote right now, but that's where Mordechai Williams is in the middle of the shi all the time. Take a vote. I can't see half the people here, though, but whatever. Okay, whatever. But we could try to take a vote. How many people have ludens just stam as a snack, and how many people have ludens...
Snack, Rabbeinu.
Yeah, a snack? Okay. Times have changed. I think 20 years ago, it wasn't that way. I don't know. Times have changed.
I'll have it as a snack.
Dr. Joe, what do you say, Dr. Joe?
Well, I was thinking about Tums. People like these fruit-flavored Tums, so they're hungry. They take a Tums anyway. They say, it'll stop me from preventing later from digestion.
Wow. Oh, boy. Okay. They're not even sick, you say.
So same principle.
Okay. Okay. Amalei Ravina LaRava. Ravina asked Rava. Mau. It's bizarre. Mau lishtos me raglayim b'Shabbos. Are you allowed to drink urine on Shabbos? Now, we learned earlier that urine may have certain medicinal values. At least it was thought at one point in time. Amar le, tanina, kol amashkin shose, umei raglayim lo shasavichin. I don't care what you tell me, but mei raglayim is not something that people normally drink. So if you're drinking it, you got to have a really good reason to be drinking it. So that's called refuah. That's a problem. Chutz mimei dekolim. So you're not allowed to drink the liquid from palm trees. Tana chutz mimei dekarim. There's a brisa that has it as mei dekar that says a mei dekarim, a type of Egyptian beer. Man tana mei dekarim shem dokrim es hamara, because it causes the it somehow heals the gallbladder. Uman dar mei dekarim. It's something that it's called it because it's really talking about the same thing, but one of them it's called dekarim because it somehow it gets rid of the excess bile in the gallbladder, and mei dekolim is because it happens to grow. This comes out from between two palm trees. My mei dekolim, Amar Rabbi Bar Barona, tarte teloy ikam b'ma'arava. There are two trees in Eretz Yisrael. V'nafka eina d'maya b'minaya. There's a spring of water between them. Kasa kama marpe, the first cup that you drink from this water causes a constipation to ease up. Idach mishal shel, the next one totally gets everything out of your system. Idach kiechi da'ali hachi nafke. And the third one is already comes so totally clear. Mamish like it went in. Literally, the insides are so clear, it goes mamish right through. It helps your system. That's the refuah power in this mei dekolim. Amar ula. I drank this Babylonian beer. Umale minayu. It's even better than the mei dekolim. As long as you haven't gotten used to it over the last 40 days. Now, what's mei dekarim? What's mei dekarim? Rav Yosef Amar, Zesom Amritzi, that's Egyptian beer. Tilsa Sare. One third of it is barley, vitilsa kurtume, and one third is saffron, vitilsa milcha, and one third of it is salt. Some say slightly differently. Rav Papa Omar, tilsa chite, No, it's not a third made out of barley. It's a third made out of wheat. Batilsa kurtume, and the other third is saffron. Batilsa milcha, and the one third salt. Visimanayach, and the way to remember who said which shita. The way to remember who said which shita, that Rav Yosef is the one who said sare, the barley. Visimanecha, sisani. The way to remember this is sisani. That's apparently a kli that was used to hold dates. Sisani, Yosef is the one who said seorim, barley. So sisani, the samach goes with the samach, or the sin, whatever it is. Vishasilu bein divcha latzarta, and you should drink this if you want it to be powerful to heal you. You should drink this. You have to drink it at a certain time of year. You hear this? Vishasle bein divcha latzarta, between Pesach and Shavuos, to kamet marpile. If you're constipated, it loosens you. Udurapi kametle, and if it's too loose, it helps you bind it together. Whoa, goes in both directions. Vikos ikrin. Now, the Mishnah also said that a kos ikrin, right, what did the Mishnah say about a kos ikrin? It said, yeah, you're not allowed to drink that because that heals jaundice. But you're allowed to drink it not for refuah. That's what the Visach Shemin ikrin, right, I'm sorry. So you're not allowed to drink it because it is for refuah, for jaundice. Kos ikrin. It's called this dish, this liquid that would make you sterile. Says the Gemara, my kos ikrin. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, lese maskal zuza koma Alexandria. So you have to bring some sap from the trees. That's what Rashi says. Sap from the trees of Alexandria, which I think was in Egypt. A measure that weighs one zuz, umaskel zuza gavya gila, and also another zuz weight of, I don't know what this is, alum. Umaskel zuza korch marishka, and also a zuz of saffron, type of spice. Velishcha kinubad de'ada, they grind them all together. Now, what does this do? Lizava, for someone who is a zava and she needs to be healed, like she has an abnormal flow of blood, she's bleeding too much. Tlasa b'chamra, so these three ingredients mixed with wine, velo me'ekra, and it will not, so the wine, like, you know, the wine causes it to not be so potent, and therefore she won't not be able to have children. She won't be me'eker. She will not become completely sterile. Liarkona, but to heal jaundice, like, you know, you get yellow. It's kind of like hepatitis or jaundice. Train b'shichra. So you need two of these ingredients mixed with beer. Ume'eker, but that will make the woman sterile, that she won't be able to have children anymore. I once heard an incredible story. I'm not going to tell you the whole story, I don't have time, but an incredible story about a guy and a man and woman were married in Yerushalayim. They didn't have kids. The woman got very sick. She needed a surgery. The doctor said she's never going to have kids. So he went to ask the Chazon Ish a shaila before Mincha. The Chazon Ish said, what's the shaila? You have to go through the surgery. Then they dive in Mincha. Then the Chazon Ish says, don't have the surgery. So she says, what do you mean? You just told me. So he said, just daven mincha, and when he daven mincha, the koach of his mincha, you know, whatever, showed him that, you know, he shouldn't have the surgery. So he didn't have the surgery, and she ended up having 10 kids. Anyway, sometimes you have a surgery, so it makes you not being able to have children anymore. And she's getting healed from the jaundice, but she's not going to be able to have kids. Lezava tlasa b'chamra v'lo me'ekra. So we just said before, so now the Gemara says, okay, so a woman who has, like, she's bleeding too much, what should she do? So she should have this mixture of these three ingredients, the Alexandrian sap and the alum and the saffron, all mixed with wine. And it won't, but if you dilute it with wine, so it won't make her sterile. Ve'ilo, if you don't have that, Lysa Tlasa Kfize Shamche Parsoi. 3 measures of Persian onions. Vinishlok Bacham, boil them in wine. Vinashkie, and give them to a Zava to drink. Vinemel on Seder, Kum Mizovich. Stop your flow. Ve'ilo, if you don't have those, if it's, you know, or it didn't work, different opinions. I don't understand. Like Rashi says, if either you don't have them or it didn't work, losva parshas drachim. So let her sit at the corner at the crossroads. Velinkata kasa dechamer biyade. She should hold a cup of wine in her hands. Velasi inish machora. Someone should sneak up behind her. Velivasa and scare her. Velaymala and say to her, kum mizovich. Stop your flow. Not sure what holding the cup of wine has to do with that, but I don't know, maybe it's some like symbol that she's holding the wine is like blood, she should stop her flow. Velo, if that doesn't work, lese bona de kimona. Bring some cumin, it's a spice. Those of us who are not usually in the kitchen don't know what these things are, like me, but cumin. I've heard my wife mention it on occasion. I don't exactly know what it is, but I've heard her mention it. Ubuna de morica and saffron, a fistful of saffron, ubuna de shavlilta, fenugreek, vinishlok bechamra, boil them in wine, vinashke, and let her drink it, vinemalan seder, komizovic, stop your flow, vilo. If that doesn't work, lese shisin shie darga, dirana, excuse me, shisin shie didana, excuse me. So, 60 barrel seals. It's made out of like clay. Velishpie, velemale, and smear them on her. And Rashi says you soak them in water so the clay has softened. Velishpie, and smear them on her. Velemale, say to kum mizovich. Velo, if that doesn't work, lese pashtina. She should bring certain type of herb. Rashi says, it doesn't grow upwards, it grows sideways. Velishlok b'chamra, boil it in wine, velishpie, shmir it on of an emele, kum mizovich, stop your flow. Velo, if that doesn't work, lese, charnuga dehigsa romisa. You should bring a certain type of herb, grows near thorns, Rashi says, from a romisa bush. Velikle, burn it. Velispa b'shachke dekisna b'kaita, and take its ashes in linen rags in the summertime. Uveshachke de amar gufna b'sitva, or in cotton linen rags in the summer, cotton rags in the stuff is literally fall, but usually in this context it means winter. And you know the Gemara. I don't know if the Gemara just got tired of saying kum mizovich, or this remedy doesn't really need that. Velo, right, some say it means that the Zava should wear the rags. Velo, lichre sheva bire, dig 7 ditches, velikle behu shabshisa yalda de arla, and burn a branch of a young vine in each one of these holes. Velinkate kasnacham biyade, have her hold a cup of wine in her hand, velukume meha, stand her up from one hole, velosvaha, and then sit her over another one, and then stand her up over that one. Velukme miha velosvaha. Va'akol chad v'chad, every time she stands up, leimala, we should say to her, kum mizovich. V'ilo, if that doesn't work, leise smida, bring fine flour. Velischa bipaga latatai, smear it over the lower half of her body. V'leimala, kum mizovich. Below, if that doesn't work, lese biasa dinaamisa. An ostrich egg. Velikle, burn it. Velisma bishachke de kisna bakaita. And take up the ashes in linen rags in the summertime. Uvishachke damagufna besifna and cotton rags in the winter. And let her wear them. Below, that doesn't work. Liftach lachavisa dechama lishma. Open a barrel of wine, dafka, for her sake. Meaning she should have her own barrel. Let her drink a lot of wine. Velo,
Linkit Sa'arta de Mishtabachas Bekfusa de Chudna Chivra. Take barley grain, one barley grain that was found in the feces of a white donkey. Inaktachad Yoma, if she holds it for one day, Paska Treyoma, her flow will stop for 2 days. Inakta Treyoma, if she holds it for 2 days, Paska Tlasa Yoma, the flow will stop for 3 days. Inakta Tlasa Yoma, Paska La'olam, if she holds this kernel of barley found in the dung of a white mule, then she will stop. If she holds it for 3 days, she will stop bleeding forever. Whoa. Okay. You never know what you're going to find when you wake up and learn the Daf Yomi. Unbelievable Gemara. They used to have all these, I don't know, were these medically based. A lot of people have a lot of trouble with these Dapim. Like, what were they thinking? Oh, was it some kind of a skula? How do these things work? I don't know. This is well above my pay grade, Lamaisa. Well above my pay grade to figure out what's going on with all these things. Okay. Let's continue. Liyarkona for jaundice. Train b'shecha. Dr. Joe, jaundice is not really related to hepatitis. Is this two completely separate things, or are they related at all?
No, jaundice is a symptom of hepatitis.
Okay, so I'm not out of my mind. Look at that. I didn't even go to medical school. Jaundice is a symptom. It just means the yellowing of the body, right? Jaundice is just the body gets yellow. But babies can be jaundiced.
Correct.
even. But babies can get jaundice even without having hepatitis. It's not a...
Jaundice comes from a chemical called bilirubin, which is made by the liver. Your body can't get rid of it. You get jaundice for different reasons.
Right. Okay, good. Liarkona train v'shechu omeke. So for healing jaundice, so you need, we said before, two of those ingredients, the sap from the tree in Alexandria, alum and saffron, mixed with beer, but it will make her not able to have kids. V'ilo, if you don't want to do that, leise resha de shibuta de milcha, bring the head of a salted fish. V'lishlok b'shechu, boil it in beer, v'lishta, let her drink it. Velo, see, now you know why they're having such a long time trying to find a cure for this virus, right? You just try all these different mixtures and see what works. This is already an ancient practice over here of trying to heal the different, trying to find what mixture is really going to work. And you see, some mixtures, they worked with somebody, didn't work with somebody else. Velo, lyse monina de kamtse, bring juice from locusts. Veleka monina de kamtse, if you don't have that, Lyse monina de nikre, bring juice from a type of small bird. Vlailbe bane, take the patient into the bathhouse. Velishpie, smear this juice on him. Vlailbe bane, if you don't have a bathhouse, look with ben tanur luguda, let him stand between the oven and the wall and smear this juice on him there, because it'll cause him, together with the heat from him, he'll sweat, so he'll get rid of it. He'll get rid of the jaundice. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Harota sheicham emenu, yikanchenu besedino. If you really want to heat the guy up so that he'll sweat, so wrap him also in the sheet. And the Gemara tells a story that in fact this worked. Rav Acha bar Yosef Choshbe, he had a problem with jaundice. Ovid le Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana did the treatment that we just talked about, wrapping in the sheet, v'itse, and he was cured. V'ilo, if that doesn't work, leise tlasak fize tamri parsiasa, bring 3 measures of Persian dates, tlasak fize de kira de nishtrufi, and 3 measures of wax that had, beeswax, that had dripped from a honeycomb, utlasak fize ahala tolana, and 3 measures of red aloe, velish lukina b'shechra, boil them in beer, velishte, let him drink it. V'ilo, if that doesn't work, this is all for jaundice, leise ila bar chamara, the young foal of a donkey, veliglach mitziyasa dereisha, shave the middle of the patient's head, velishpik le dama me'apose, draw blood from the baby donkey's forehead, velosve areshe, and put the blood on the shaved part of the patient's head, velizamein and delizamele, make sure it doesn't get into his eyes because it'll blind him. Velo, if that doesn't work the cord to cure the jaundice, lese resha de barcha de manach bekivsha, bring a ram's head that had been pickled, velishlok beshecha, boil it in beer velishte, let him drink it. Velo, if that doesn't work, lese davar acher chutrana, bring a speckled pig. Whenever you see davar acher usually means a pig. Velikare, tear it open, velosve alibe, and put this and put it on the patient's heart. Velo, lese karate mikavtusa demishre, bring leeks that grew in the middle of the row of leeks, because the ones Rashi says the ones in the middle row are the sharpest ones. And let him, I guess, let him eat them. Let him eat them. Yeah. Hahutaya. There was a certain Arab, the Chashbe. He was suffering from jaundice. Amalei l'ginais, he said to the gardener, Shkol glimai, take my coat as a payment. Bahavli mishra dekarti, give me a whole row of leeks from the garden. Yoivle va'achala. So the gardener gave him the leeks and he ate it. Amalei, the Arab said to him, Oshlan glimech, lend me the coat. V'igne be'kali, let me sleep in it a little bit. Ikrach ganabe, he wrapped himself and slept in it. Kari chamein v'kami, he became hot, he got up, nafal porta porta mine. The cloak fell off of him in small pieces because he was so hot because of the jaundice. So it destroyed the whole coat that he had paid the guy with. A little bit more here. Liarkona train b'shichu me'aker. Now the Mishnah said that for healing this jaundice, so two of the three ingredients of the Alexandrian sap and the alum and the saffron mixed with beer. But it will make the patient sterile. If it's a man, he won't be able to have kids. If it's a woman, she won't be able to have kids. Umi shari. Wow. Is it really permissible for a person to drink something to make them sterile? V'atani will enter the bris. Minayin l'sirus. The adam shehu aser. It's forbidden for a person to be misaris himself. It's called castration. To go through a surgery that he's no longer able to have kids. Talmud Lomar, Pasuk says in Vayikra, Uva'artzechem lo sasu. Bachem lo sasu. It's talking about you're not allowed to do that to an animal to render it sterile. But on the Pasuk, Uva'artzechem, Bachem lo sasu. That not only are you not allowed to do this, but the word of Artzachem, what do you mean? Doesn't just apply in Eretz Yisrael, right? The only laws that are limited to applying in Eretz Yisrael are mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. They have to do with like planting and plowing. What is castration? You're making yourself or making your animal incapable, you know, sterilizing an animal. So that's not that's an iser. So, but you're not allowed to, that's not only in Eretz Yisrael. So why does it say uva Artzachem? So we darshin Eretz, even we learn, even those, anything in the Eretz, even like even dogs that can't be used as a carbon. So says Tosus over here, right? And Tosus Vahatanya. No, Tamalom of Artsachem. Mikem Kadar says Tosus. Yeah. So Bachem, Artsachem teaches that not only does it apply to animals, it even applies to human beings. So our Mishnah seems to say it's just a din d'rabbanan of refuah, but during the week it would be mutter.
And it's apparently a psik resha. Right? Because what's your intention? You're not intending to castrate yourself. You're just intending to heal yourself, to cure the jaundice. So a side thing that happens. So what about Davishe Miskavin? So the Rishonim say, Tosa says it's a psik resha. It's a psik resha. And so you see from this, by the way, the Davishe Miskavin and psik resha doesn't only apply by the laws of Shabbos. It applies even by non-Shabbos halachas. Okay, so ask the Gemara, how are you allowed to do this to yourself that you can't have kids? Tamad loma, uvatzchon lo sasu. Bochem lo sasu. Divrei Rabbi Chanina. Answer the Gemara, hani milechad kama chave. That's only if you're intending to do it. Hacha me'atzmahu. Here, it happens indirectly. Meaning, the Gemara is suggesting over here, according to some of the Rishonim, right, doesn't really mean mechavein. The Rishonim say what it means here is that the only type of castration that would be forbidden is where you, like, do surgery to physically prevent yourself from having children. But taking something, ingesting a drug, which will make you impotent. No, I don't mean impotent. Taking a drug that's going to kill the sperm, so it's going to make you incapable of having children. So that is okay. That's what it means. So says the Chidushei Haran. So mechavin doesn't really mean. Apparently Rashi has a different shot in the Gemara. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Umistaris me'ela vavgav desiris aser biyadayim." So apparently it could be. It's not considered serious. If it happens through a drug, it's not a problem. It happens by itself. This is machlokas we've shown him here. What type of serious? Some say it's just an external serious. You have to, like, actually physically change the organ. So that, if you do some surgery, so that would be forbidden. But just any drug would be okay. Right. So that's Rashi. And the Ran seems to say that. That's why it's behind me. Lehechad to come mechavin. Hacha me'atzmahu. Here it happens by itself. Okay, a little more. Dam Rabbi Yochanan. Harotze sheyisaris tanigol, a person who wants his rooster to not have children, yitol karbalaso, remove its crown, umistaris me'elav, and it will not have children. Says the Gemara, Amar Ravashi, Ramas Ruchu dinikitele. What do you mean? It's not a problem at all. The reason why the Tarnagol doesn't, it's very proud of itself when it has that mane. When it doesn't have the mane on it, so it's just not going to be interested. But that's not, right? It's still physically capable of doing it. So that's not a proof to anything. So the Gemara says, Ella Bisris. No, so you're right. Maybe really, so at this point of the Gemara thinks maybe really, indirect. This proof from the turkey is the chicken is not a good proof. Maybe indirect taking a drug really would be usher. So therefore the Gemara says when the Mishnah says it would be permissible to drink the cup, maybe it's for somebody who already is incapable of having children. Only such a person would be allowed to drink it. But the Gemara rejects that also. Oh my gosh, I'm late. All right, so we'll stop here. Well, time flies when you're having fun. Okay, gentlemen, sorry I went a few minutes over. I just totally lost track of time. I think that's the first time in 5 months that happened, 6 months, so okay. Okay, have a wonderful day. We'll pick it up from here. We're sort of in the middle of the thing, but we'll come back to this tomorrow.